Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Everyone was in awe when they saw the Tesla bot up and dancing on stage. The concept of the robot is to help out humans with everyday boring tasks, like buying groceries, cleaning your house, and mowing the lawn. It can also take on some challenging tasks, like fixing your car or preparing a meal. But on the flip side, you won't see it doing all the routine tasks all the time, since it's aware of what it's doing. Tesla cars have some of the best software in the world, with incredible AI technology for navigating and self-driving. Besides their fancy look, they don't emit toxic chemicals like regular cars. They're extremely fast and can connect to your phone and help you out with many tasks while you're on the road. They build the cars using state-of-the-art technology, and they're very durable. But Tesla is more than a car company. Technically, it's also a software company. The self-driving mechanism takes data from the real world in real time and uploads it to their servers. So when many Tesla cars are on the road, they're constantly updating the maps and intelligence for any Tesla out there to pick up this new info and apply it while self-driving. So if your Tesla is on self-driving mode and you run over a pothole, it'll save that incident for other Tesla users to warn them about it. The AI is good enough to follow routes and navigate through traffic. It can even sense pedestrians on the sidewalk or if they're crossing the road without looking. It can also avoid certain obstacles around and park itself in tight spaces by analyzing its surroundings. So the whole system relies on humans to constantly update it for the AI to grasp what's going on. This is how the Tesla bot will also operate. It will do daily tasks and learn from certain mistakes it might make. The robot is equipped with many cameras and sensors to balance itself out while standing on its 2 feet. Tesla cars are basically just supercomputers on wheels. You could even consider them to be a robot manufacturing company before the announcement of the Tesla bot. It's almost 6 feet tall, weighs 125 pounds, and has a screen as a face. Anyone can easily outrun it since it can only move at 5 miles per hour. It can carry no more than 45 pounds, but it can deadlift around 150 pounds. So it can easily carry something like a couch without breaking its back. And since the AI relies on learning, it'll undoubtedly be exceptional at doing small tasks that don't require much to get the hang of them. It'll observe what items to take and place in a shopping cart while grocery shopping. It'll probably know what brand of milk you like specifically and pack the good fruit and veggies. It may even conduct purchases and know how much to spend on a certain budget. And for house chores, it can probably learn how to do.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The dishes and tidy up without breaking something or even misplacing some of your things. If you own a Tesla car, then no doubt the bot will be in the same software ecosystem as all Tesla products. You can get updates from your car using your bot as a personal secretary. Some countries already adopted AI operating systems to handle day-to-day phone calls from people. You can pick up the phone and have a full conversation with an AI agent capable of helping you solve any issues you have. They can handle thousands of callers without anyone having to wait for hours to be connected to a human agent. They also learn from every single call and compile it into a proper script for them to communicate and help everyone out. Chatbots are just as useful in collecting data from people to help them with their needs. So the Tesla bot can learn what bothers you or what makes you happy or sad. You might be able to have a morning conversation with it, like talking to a real person. And based on the AI learning systems, It can adapt certain gestures and movements similar to stuff humans do without realizing. Any investor hearing this would take out their wallet and throw so much money trying to make this reality. But there's plenty of loopholes in a humanoid learning robot. They can pose a threat to cybersecurity, since they can have access to all your personalized data and codes for your bank accounts or other important and delicate things. Some cyber criminals might want to modify the bot in a certain way to make it go faster or lift heavier objects. Giving the robot such strength might backfire and cause harm to anyone nearby. Even if the intention is good, the robot might respond in a different way, which will cause many scandals. Since much of Tesla's software relies on human behavior and the environment, fiddling with a robot to your personal needs can spell disaster. Elon Musk himself pictures humans merging with robots in the future, carving a path for our evolutionary descendants. In such a human-robot world, technology will be like the air we breathe. These bots could be the first ones to colonize Mars. After perfecting the bots to respond to humans and even make decisions, these robots can go on non-human expeditions and possibly be the first to land on other.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Planets. SpaceX, which is another company founded by Musk, has been focused on bringing humans to the moon and then from there, sending them to the Red Planet. These bots can land on the moon without risking the lives of any human, and they'll already have the capability of handling themselves and get straight to work. Some bots could be specialized for certain tasks, like flying the rocket, engineering, or studying the ecosystem on Mars as scientists. Humans already had robot explorers roaming the surface and taking amazing images. But these robots can possibly do more and mimic what it's like for a human to walk on the surface of Mars before anyone lands there. They can record the sensations and send them back to Earth for us to observe and prepare for when humans arrive. They'll begin the construction of buildings for humans to live in and create an ecosystem. And by the time the construction is complete, humans would already be on the way to Mars to start a new life. The bots can walk in the open air and be the physical labor needed to build the foundations. These robots can even take control of imported machinery to excavate the ground. Proper vehicles designed for Mars can do things quicker than what we have at the moment. Technology will be so advanced by then that it may even seem like you're living on Earth. In an assembly line at a factory, the robots themselves aren't designed in human forms to operate the machines and assemble the pieces together. Rather, the robots are built to work on something specific. It wouldn't make sense to build a humanoid robot to drive a car and call it a self-driving car. They built the Tesla cars we know today. Same as having a humanoid robot operate the machines in a factory. The robot arms in the factories can do it perfectly. So the robots that would land on Mars will most likely be designed for certain tasks. A robot that's good at excavating will probably have a bulldozer appeal, but on different scales. Just like the robots that can fly to Mars will be specifically designed for flying. Tesla created a lot of buzz with the announcement of the bot. Even if nothing happens in the future, people are already talking about them and sharing articles and videos of that robot dancing.